Masechet Moed Katan, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Het. On Yom Tov, a person is not allowed to express any form of grief, but on Chol HaMoed, the rabbi is allowed certain expressions of grief, but they wanted to make sure that the day is not going to become disgraced, so they greatly restrict them. This Mishnah is going to talk about how a funeral was run during Chol HaMoed. Mishnah says, "En minichin et hamita barechov." You're not allowed to put down the bed on the street on Chol HaMoed. In those days, they wouldn't carry the niftar, the deceased, in a coffin. Rather, they would transport them on like something like a stretcher, and then they would put them immediately in the grave. That stretcher, that bed that they would carry with the deceased, with the niftar on it, they're not allowed to put it down on the street. Shelola hargil tahesped, because they don't want to encourage eulogies at that point. Eulogies are forbidden on Chol HaMoed, and in those days there weren't funeral homes. They would say the divrei hesped, eulogies would be said in the street on the way to the burial, and like we said, eulogies are not allowed on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, in order to make sure that all eulogy was discouraged, we did not, the niftar wasn't set down on the street on the way to the burial, so therefore eulogies were impossible to get done. The next law applies not only to Chol HaMoed, but to all times. Ve'lo shel nashim le'olam mipnei kavod, the mitah of a woman, the bed that a woman was resting on as we're transporting her to the cemetery, was never put down on the street. Mipnei kavod, and out of respect for the woman, Rashi tells us over here, this means that a woman was, she could have a flow of blood even after she died, and what would happen is that it could stain her white shrouds, and that would be embarrassing for her, so we don't put her down at all, in order so that she wouldn't be as seen. Nobody would see her, she would go directly into the to the cemetery, and she would be buried like Midyam was. It says with Midyam, "Vatamot sham Midyam, vatikaber sham." Midyam died, and she was buried immediately. Samuch lemita kevura. Bar Tinura tells us right after she died, she was buried. Now we'll talk about which type of grief is allowed to be shown at a funeral on Chol HaMoed. Nashim b'moed me'anot. Women are allowed to do something called inui, which is the type of chant on Chol HaMoed, which was the type of chant that would show how sad they were, what type of grief they were in. This was allowed on Chol HaMoed. But they're not allowed to clap their hands in grief. That would be considered to be too intense of an expression, so they're not allowed to clap. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Hasimuchot Lamita Mitapehot. According to Rabbi Shmuel, those people who were close to the mitah, people who were close, directly in front of the deceased, were allowed to clap their hands. According to him, clapping hands is an acceptable way to express grief on Chol HaMoed, but it has to be where it's right next to the person who is deceased. You can't do it far away. You have to show that you're really right near that person, and it's a way to honor their loss. Masechet Moed Katan, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tet, the last Mishnah in the Masechet. We'll continue to talk about how funerals are run on special days. Mishnah says, Berashe Chodashim, Bahanukah, Ubapurim, Me'anot, Umtapehot, on Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, and on Purim. Women are allowed to engage in the type of chanting called Inui. And also they're allowed to clap their hands in grief. We learned in the last Mishnah that on Chol HaMoed, the type of clapping is not allowed. But here, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, and Purim, we're more lenient. On these days, certain types of melacha is allowed that wouldn't be allowed on regular Chol HaMoed. So therefore, even when it comes to a funeral on these days, we are a little bit more lenient with the laws of mourning as well. Bazeh u'bazeh lo mekonenot. But on both of these, on Chol HaMoed and on the other days, like Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, and Purim, we're not allowed to engage in a type of mourning, of chanting, called kina. That is considered to be a very intense way to express one's grief, and therefore we're not allowed to do that on these smaller holidays like Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, and Purim. We'll explain what this kina is later on in the Mishnah. Nikbar hamet lo me'anot ve'lo metapehot. After the deceased has been buried, even these types of chanting that would be at the funeral that are allowed, the one called inui and the metapehot, clapping the hands, once the burial happened, these are not allowed to be done. The most intense part of a funeral is pre-burial. once the burial happens, this type of mourning is prohibited, is not allowed, even on Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, and Purim. Now we'll define both of those terms. Ezehu inui, what is inui, which was the type of funeral chant that we allowed on Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, and Purim? Shekulan onot ke'ahat, when all of the women are chanting and screaming together. Kina, what is kina? That's not allowed to be done on all of these days. She'ahat medaberet ve'kulan onot ahareha, where one woman is speaking and everyone responds after her. That is considered to be a much more intense form of grieving at the funeral, so it's not allowed on any of these days. And we learn what it is from the pasuk in Yirmiyahu she'ne'emad, ולמדנה בנותיכם נהי ואישה ראותה קינה, and teach your daughter a kina, which is a lament, something sad. And each woman will teach her friend the skill of kina. So we see from here that each woman will teach her friend kina, that kina is used when one person repeats after the person who is talking. We want to end off this masechet on a positive note. We were talking about the laws of avelut, the laws of mourning, for the end of it. So we'll end off with a positive pasuk from Yeshaya. Aval atid labohu omer, but considering the future, the pasukim tell us, the Navi tells us, bila hamavet lanesach, umaha Adonai Elohim dim'a me'al kol panim, that death will be eliminated forever, and Hashem will erase tears from all of our faces. This is talking about le'atid labo in olam haba. This is talking about the world to come, where there will be no death. Person is existing forever in the world to come, and people will be there forever. We want to make sure that we end off the Masechet, which was with some tragedy at the end. We want to end it off in a positive note, in a state of simha, recognizing the world to come, olam haba, and the eternity that offers us. Hadran Allah, Masechet Mu'ed Katan, Masechet Hagiga will be next.